Hello, hello, and welcome to CJSF. This is your host, Nicole, for Beats and Eats, and I'm here every Thursday broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2. And, you know, I chat with dope people doing amazing things all around. I do love to chat about food, and I love to play some dope beats. Today, it is Jamaica's Independence Day, and I'm missing Jamaica big time. Yeah, I am really, really big time. Checking flights and all the things. But I am hoping that those that are down in JA are celebrating because Jamaica gained its independence from the United Kingdom on August 6, 1962. And on that day, the British flag was lowered and Jamaica's national flag was flown, signifying that they had become an independent Caribbean nation. Independence represented more than political freedom. It symbolized a time where the people of Jamaica could shape their own future, celebrate their identity, and preserve their cultural heritage. So today, to celebrate, I'm going to kick off the show with a set by Jamaican artists, followed by an interview that I did a couple weeks back with T. Fanny, who is a hip-hop artist based out of Calgary, and also happens to have Jamaican heritage from her mother and also has Dominican heritage from her father. So to kick off the set, we are going to listen to a track from Tony Rebel with Sweet Jamaica.
Sweet Jamaica, man, I land that. I'm gonna stop loving. I'm in order one massive love it and I respect it to man. Hear this, Lord of mercy. Help me pick up Jamaica, the land of wood and water. The system might not proper, but we love the vibe, the food and the culture. Whoa, can't you see the beauty of this country? Me never know a serious thing until me reach out far in. So what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars not wrong. So what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars not wrong. Now with the money in your pocket and a God in your heart, grow down people, what more you want? Reggae music, I play a reggae artist, a chant. And you saw me born, I'm in a transplant. What a nice place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars are wrong. So what a nice place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars are wrong. A man will live on a banana boat and him a gone over broad. Because him say every way better than he have. But when him touch certain countries, see this system a fraud. Him a fi run back a jam down and give it its reward. What a nice place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars are wrong. So what a sweet place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is
dollars are wrong.
Yeah, so me born, yeah, so me come from. Yeah, so me live, yeah, me intend fit on. Regardless of the economical condition, you must admit this is a glorious land. Say what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars are wrong. Say what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars are wrong. So help me pick up Jamaica, the land of food and water. This is the food, the vibes and the culture. Whoa, can't you see the beauty of this country? Me never know, say that it a serious thing until me reaching a foreign. What a nice place we live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars not wrong. What a nice place we live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars not wrong. As a Jamaican, my argument is whoever said them clever, them for stop the promises and just mass production in all the parishes. And jam down will progress like all the countries. What a nice place we live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars not wrong. Jamaica and Jamaicans are extremely great. Appreciate love and people, some say appreciate. Well, since we know that, make we concentrate and how we make the dollars start circulate. And what a nice place we live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars not wrong. Say what a nice place we live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars.
your heart. Crowd of people, what more you want? Reggae music, I play a reggae artist, a chat. I have some me bad and me not transplant. What a nice place we live. See, jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a sweet place we live. Sweet jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a
anymore. No, come down, Father, come down. I the street and play big gun. That's no fun, no. Sure ain't no fun, oh no. Cause I think, what would happen if the other man thinks the same? Then bullets fall like rain. It's no fun, no. No, it's no fun. Oh, I see greed and I see selfishness. Every man is for himself. Only you can talk to them, Father, cause they listen to no one else, no. Come down, Father, come down. I beg you, come down, Father, come down, boy. Talk to the hearts of those responsible. Let them know their actions are despicable. Remind them that it's you.
Fresh and clean, fresh and clean. seal. Oh, I'm so blessed and free. Rebel woman step on the seal. Oh, I'm so fresh and clean. Fresh and clean, fresh and clean. Fresh and clean, fresh and clean. Fresh and clean, fresh and clean.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, hello, and I am back with Beats and Eats, and I'm just going to go through a recap of our first reggae set. To kick off the set was Tony Rebel with Sweet Jamaica. Tony Rebel was born in Jamaica in the parish of Manchester, and he is a renowned reggae and dancehall artist, cultural ambassador, and founder of the Rebel Salute Festival. Next, after that, was JC Lodge, a British Jamaican, with her track Someone Loves You Honey. That was released in Jamaica in 1980 off of her debut studio album of the same name, Someone Loves You Honey. And that is a track that I used to listen to a lot as a child. So I'm really glad that I was able to find it and play that for you guys today. Followed by an artist that I need to see. I haven't seen him yet in person, and he does perform a lot in Canada. This is Barris Hammond, who is a Jamaican reggae singer starting out his career in the 1970s and is very known for his lovers rock music. He had the third song in this set with Come Down Father, and that was initially released as a 7-inch single on his label Harmony House in 2001. And to end out this reggae set with Jamaican artists, we had Jazz Elise with the track Fresh and Clean, and that is on her 2021 debut EP, The Golden Hour. It was also released earlier as a standalone single in October 2020 before being included on the EP. And Jazz Elise was born and raised in Kingston, Jamaica, which is one of my favorite places to visit when I am in Jamaica. As I said, I am missing JA badly, definitely checking flights. Now I'm going to get into a conversation that I had with Calgary hip hop artist T Fanny, again, who has some Jamaican heritage on her mom's side. So let's take a listen to our chat.
This is Nicole Hines with CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC, and I'm here with Calgary hip hop artist T Fanny. I've known about T Fanny for a few years now, but I never got to see T Fanny perform until I was in Calgary recently at the Sled Island Art and Music Festival back in June. And I saw T Fanny at, where was it? Ship and Anchor. Oh my gosh, it was at Ship and Anchor. And it was the most incredible show. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm for real, for real. And I had to connect and reach out and have a conversation. So here we are. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me on Intravenous. How are you?
I am. Well, I'm well.
That is good. That is, I mean, no, but you know, if you're not well, that's okay too. Because
yeah, I mean, I'm on the mend, we'll say.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned to the on-air streets, you are a Calgary hip hop artist. And I would, before I get into some questions about what that's like being a woman, I would just love for you to share what your journey has been like, you know, just getting into, you know what I mean? Take us on a journey about your journey.
Oh my gosh. I got stories on stories on stories.
Okay, bring it.
I was like, you could stop me. Like, funny enough, when I first got into music, it was like, I was married for 5 years and I was coming off of like literally leaving in the middle of the night with whatever I could pack up in my car. I went to Edmonton and mm-hmm. I was going through a year of like, we'll say healing for the sake of not getting into all that, but I had a year of it, you know? And in that year is when I started doing music. Like, and so in a way I say like music kind of saved my life because I wasn't really gonna go down a great path. I was kind of going back into my past and stuff. And yeah, and then somebody told me to go to this random studio and the guy was like, oh yeah, if you can like, here's a song, if you can come back to me tomorrow with a hook, you know, we'll see what happens kind of thing. And I was just like, bet, cool. And so I like wrote the wordiest hook you could think of because I had no clue what I was doing. Like, absolutely no clue. Like, I was 30, I think, at this point, 30 or 31. And I was like, I have absolutely no clue what I'm doing. And so I went back the next day and he turned out he liked it. And it ended up being a single on his album. And a whole video was done for it. So it was like, I got all these little like first experiences.
Yeah.
And then he took me in as a studio, which was great. And I, again, didn't fully understand what that meant. And so I learned my great lesson about understanding what masters are and who owns them and whatnot. Yeah, because I don't own my whole first album that came out back in 2020. And then I was like, man, I'm on a vengeance. So I moved back to Calgary and dropped another album in the same year and worked it as hard as I could work it. Because it was like COVID, I think. I'm a COVID artist, baby.
Right.
Yeah. And so then I was like 8 hours a day. I promised myself I'm going to work on music. And so I was sending like 20 emails a day to people. I was sending it to all the college radios. Like, that was my album, Hello, that came out in 2020. And both of those albums are not on streaming platforms anymore. I took it off because I was thinking I want to do a professional look with my new album because those ones back then were like so DIY. Like so DIY. So I'm like, now that I have something professional out, I was just trying to like maintain that level of, yeah. But
I love that you shared that those albums were really DIY because I think people see artists at a certain level, right? And they assume that they were always at that level, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, I saw you perform. I didn't know that this was part of your journey, right? Like, I would have just thought like you just woke up like this. You get what I'm saying?
I wish. You don't even know. I actually had stage fright until 2019 when that guy on stage, and I like, when I looked, it wasn't until I looked back at the video that I realized like, oh my gosh, I thought that I was going to throw up and I thought everybody could see that. I thought everybody could see me shaking. But when you look back at the video, you actually can't see any of those things. Wow. And it's all in my head. And so I keep that video up on my YouTube to this day, just to remind. I'm like, oh,
yeah. I love that. Okay, so now I want to get into more music. You have an album that... It's your latest album came out in what, like 2024?
Yeah, too long ago now.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. I feel like 2024 was just yesterday, but really it was like a couple years ago now.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that project and how that album came to be. I quite like it. I've listened to a lot of songs, and I love how there's one track that has some folks that I know, Lokita, Delicates on there. So I love that. But tell me a little bit about that album.
Yeah, it was, fun story really quick, just about that song. Because I was performing that song in it for a while. And then it wasn't until Sled Island, I think 2022, or I don't even remember what year, sometimes Sled Island. Delicate was also playing. And we had hopped on each other's stages. And so she sang the hook to this. And I was like, I really like this. Like, I think I really mess with this. And so the next time she was in Toronto, she just like hit up Junior T, who was the co-producer on the album with Only One King. And she's just like, yeah, so I'm laying some stuff down for the da da da. And I was like, dope. And then Junior T was like, we should get like a female Jamaican sauce on this. Like, and I was like, darn, I already know. Like, who? I already know. I was like, the perfect. Yeah, I was like, Lokita, who else?
Yes. I like... need to chat with Lokita soon. So I love that we're putting her out there on the airwaves to know that she's coming to the CJSF.
Yeah, she is nasty. I love her.
100%. 100%. Yeah. But okay, so this album has a lot of collabs, though, I noticed. Like, what is that like, you know, working with a bunch of different people?
Well, it's funny because the album came about, it took about 4 years in the making, basically, but it came about just from me going to, anytime I was in Toronto, I would hit up Junior T and I'd be like, what are you saying? And then we would end up in the studio and whoever was kind of in the studio with us kind of just would contribute. And then after, like, I got the grant from Canada Council and it was supposed to just be like maybe a 4 or 5 song EP. But I mean, grants, they take so long. And I was like, we're not going to stop creating. So we ended up with an album. And so we just like stretched the grant to make the album anyways.
Yeah.
And like, but that's why there's so many collabs. There's people on there and it's all like mostly Ontario people, I guess, and BC, just because it's like, it was just random trips to Toronto because Genie T came in, found me a few years ago in like Edmonton, and he was so enthralled with my my growth in the short time that he came to visit, like over the year. And so he like just turned into my mentor, and he was just like helping me out every step of the way with things. And and then I just kept like growing and meeting different people and dope mentors and holy crap. But Genie T really, he pops stuff off for me in the city because nobody really was messing with me, you know, female artists and hip hop, whatever. People still felt that I had to pay my dues and stuff. And so nobody was actually giving me any opportunities or messing with me until Junior T came to Calgary and he did a whole session, I think, with 10 at 10. And I wasn't like invited. I wasn't one of the people that were like invited, but Junior T was like, I'm at this address, come through. And it was just like everybody kind of from then was like, oh. And then he also asked me to like stay behind and hang out and like have a chat and stuff. And everybody was kind of like, okay. And I was like, ugh. And then you want to talk about females in hip hop?
Yeah, that's my next question. Let's segue in.
Oh my gosh.
Keep it real. What is it?
Yeah, well, from that point, everybody assumed that I was sleeping with him.
Oh.
And I was like, if I was a dude, nobody would, like, you know what I mean? Or like vice versa. It was just like, so because I had this random connection, and if they asked about it, I would tell them the story because it is random. The story is random. But like, he took a liking to me, and turns out he is actually very like matriarchy. Like, he has a daughter. He has a great relationship with his baby mother. Like, it's, you know, he's always like the perfect partner to whatever girl that.